Station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 live on WRHI 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Director.
Good morning, Mr. Crump. How are we doing today?
It's good. It's a beautiful morning. It's a little deep yet.
Sun, the sun is shining. It's shining, hitting that window across the street, and it's right on me. So it's,
that is right deep this morning.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Steve said, what'd you say? Was it
33.
Your house? 33. So 36 at my house.
Boy, that that hole, so
in the country, so there was almost some frost, but we're probably a couple of weeks away from getting a good frost.
You sound like a wife talk, but it's been in the country. It 4 miles from the city limits.
Yeah, well, you used to be in the country. Your nursery used to be in the country for sure. So,
well, we weren't far into these. Outside the
when the city grows, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So
we started up 1979 in September. The city limits was in Ebenezer.
Yeah.
In Ebenezer.
Yep.
That's at the
used to be a little city of Ebenezer, so
where the Food Lion grocery store was. Yeah. And now it's 4 miles up the road, maybe.
Yeah. Back when it was Village Station.
Oh,
I remember that. Right. I remember what it That's burned, too.
Right. Yeah, it did do that. So this week, we finally got our rain. So I guess God saw to it that we get it all in 3 or 4 days for the last 2 months, but we did.
But it was a good rain. I mean, it was slow and steady. It rained, but it was pretty big drops. But
yeah.
It didn't wash the world away.
No, it didn't. It was good, and we definitely needed it badly. Certain parts of South Carolina have been having rain, but we haven't. September and October was basically no rain. And
then, yeah, it's hard for me to get up and get busy with it raining.
Yeah.
I wanted to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was definitely sleep weather. So
that's one thing about retirement. You get where you sleep a lot.
Yeah, your schedule opens up there. So, and a nap. Big NAP. I will pencil that in probably about 2:30 in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right? Oh no, I get up at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, you get one in the morning too?
Well,
I'm not quite ready for a dual nap.
I get through with therapy.
Well, you're worn out then. So
I am. Anyway, we got a fine guest for this morning, and since you invited Barbie, and you get
I brought him in. Well, you know, I took my golf team to the beach last week, and we were going to have Lillian on here if she won the state, but she ended up coming in seventh, so it wasn't out of 85 girls. So, asked her, did she want to be on there anyway? But she said, no, I didn't win. You told them if I won, I would be on there. So that's a very respectable and the. Our girls came in eighth overall in the state, and you talk about the rain. That was the thing we had to play through down there. It was pretty nasty. It was second day. It was 52 degrees, and with the wind, northwest wind and or northeast wind, and then rain. So that was not very fun. I know that.
You remember the year we put on the tournament at Burlwood for
Yeah, that was similar to that. Yeah.
They called me at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
In a motel.
Yeah.
And the general manager says, we got a problem. It's 20 degrees out here. Yeah. I says, why are you calling me? It's the only thing I can do about it.
You're the one that needs to say what's going on.
But you need to call it. I don't need to call it. You need to call it.
That's right.
It's your golf course that we're going to tear up. You tell me what we're going to do.
So Steve did say we had a special guest. He's a customer of mine. We've been talking about him coming on the show for a while. He's a big sponsor of WRHI. He does I heard his ad a bunch of times last night on Friday Night Football. So it's John Warden from Champion Services. Welcome, John.
Well, I'm pleasure to be here and cut up with you guys today.
Well, we tried to explain to him about the show, but I guess he won't know till 9 o'clock what really happened. So, mm-hmm. And we don't either. So,
well, organized chaos, here. I'm used to. So that just fits right into my agenda. We're all right.
Mm. Well, that's my theory. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And
I guess they still like what we do. I mean, we wouldn't keep renewing our contract.
They were all 7 years before we got here. And I had a format laid out step by step. It lasted about 2 Saturdays. Yes. And I threw it away.
Steve doesn't even bring his pad anymore. He used to bring a pad in here with some notes on
it. I got a pad.
Oh, it's in there? Okay, well, keep it in your jacket.
I get it.
You don't need it out here.
Well, they say if you know what you're doing, you really don't need to refer to anything but what you know.
Well, I know what I want to do.
Yeah.
We just never do it.
We said organized chaos. And all of three of us had run businesses and run businesses, and that's kind of, you kind of have to bounce around and be able to adapt and move on, because the day hardly ever goes as planned. So
it never does in my world. Yeah. You get up, waking up thinking, well, what's going to happen today?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, you know. I hear Steve talking about retirement being all that, and I'm telling him I'm retired too. I get up more tired than I was the day before. I'm retired.
I get that, man.
We did 43 years, 6 months, 2 weeks, 6 days.
But who's 3 hours and 17 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 40 seconds.
We were up
it's like the fish story. It gets bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. 9 to 3.
57 that. Years.
But it, nobody's got
but Steve ran a good Steve and Tommy ran a good business, and
about 2 weeks later I finally got a Saturday off. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
43 exactly, years we yeah. worked Saturdays.
You went to the nursery, didn't
that's
you?
What you did. You got up under work. And I was sitting there in the house, I'm looking up. I came up here, we got back out.
It is kind of odd.
I said, now what am I supposed to do?
You know, they asked my dad one time. They asked him, he said, well, are you ever going to slow down and retire? He said, probably not. He said, I won't know what to do with myself, you know? And that's kind of the way it ended up with him. He stayed busy until he just couldn't.
Yeah. Our dad is in a car wreck on Sunday. Leaves the extra cafeteria. And on Saturday, he was digging a ditch. We don't know where it was going or what it was for, but he was digging a ditch.
Yeah.
And he never told us what it was for. Okay, at that time, we'll be a quick break. We'll be right back to the garden.
Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
I'm Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Start saving money now by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Lord, I can't change.
Yeah. Again.
If we played that song, the show would be over if we played the whole thing.
Yeah. That's why. Or we'd pick a fight with each other.
Yeah. 33 minutes. Starting to stand up. Steve's just about to take his coat off over here.
I thought about it, but it's still too cold for that.
Well, let's get to John since he did come in here. So John came in my store a couple years ago, and he has bought several things. He's bought retaining wall block. He's bought sod, lighting for your backyard and all your yard. So it might be easy for John to tell us what he doesn't do to a home, but let's tell us what you do over there at Champion Services.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, honestly, we've expanded so much over the years and where we started and where we are now, but we have specialists in just about every field. And that's not that we're jack of all trades, because, again, I have individual people that know what they're doing from anywhere from sods, landscaping, anything outside, you know, natural areas, whatever you want to do, rocks and stones and flower beds, a lot of modernization of stuff. And again, if you guys are always looking for something or supplies on your own, man, go see David over there at Farm Fresh. They got everything you need. That's what you need to do. And I kind of fell in love with the place and how he handled things and the staff there. So I got to give him a shout out too. He makes it easy on me, because if I got a question, it's always a good guy to go to say, hey, what do you recommend we doing here? And that's what we do.
If I don't know, and I won't lie to you, I'll tell you, I'll find out. I may even call Steve.
He used to come see me all the time.
I'll call Steve in between his naps, and he can help me too. So.
Back then, I didn't have naps.
Now I know that old man.
Now I get naps.
Yeah, so John, it is a good relationship we have there at the store, and love to see him come in, and he's got a lot going on. Usually, like any business owner, you know, you're juggling, trying to get things done. This house takes a little bit longer, and you got another job coming, so it takes some juggling, and it does help if you have people with specific needs and people he can send out to solve problems for him.
Well, that's the beauty of it, too. And, you know, people think landscaping's simple. Well, every house is different. Every soil type's different. Every plant works in this area of the house or not works in that. That's where Steve and the guys and David, you know, they'll give you some expertise on where that stuff goes. And that's why I like joining with people that know more than me, to be honest.
Well, Steve's a wealth of information.
Tommy went through all that. He actually knows more than I do.
Well, that's nice you said that. I was going to like crack on you, but everybody knows Tommy's the brains behind the business over there.
No. Well, I had my fault.
Steve's a personality.
When we started, his thing was the technical aspect, I guess. He went to school for it and all that. I was more the office manager.
Yeah.
Paid the insurance company and all that.
Do the books.
But that's what I went to school for.
Mm-hmm.
So I admire he is there. Yeah. We did it for 40 years.
Well, it works. You know, I've told both of y'all before that it's amazing. every family, two brothers, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get along with each other. I would say more family doesn't get along in a business, but y'all made it work all those years. So.
Yeah, I got sons in my business too. And, you spend more time at work with people you work with than sometimes you go home and spend with. So we have our moments, but it works out well. We kind of division it off now and give everybody their head. And so I like to make them feel like they're, you know, in charge anyway. But some days they are, some days they're not.
Some
they are up
Big
until
John.
There's a problem.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, that's
Big
not
John
really true.
In.
That's not really true. They're really good at problem solving, so you got to teach them that way. But
well, you got to learn by, and unfortunately, sometimes mistakes are made, but you just have to take care of it.
The biggest problem with him is sometimes he is bogged down in detail.
Yeah,
especially on the bigger plans.
Yeah,
some of those things are doozies. I mean, they were huge, and he hands me the thing and says, "Find these." I said, you're looking at 200 plants here.
I followed your career for a lot of years. I know you guys did a lot of work, and I come out there and bought some places, a lot of stuff from you out there, and we did a few things, but I saw some of your designs. It was good work.
He did towards the end, he did all the designs.
Well, the details matter. I think me and Steve are more like, let's get this thing done. And then Tommy's over here penciling in But in the end, that's what you want.
In the old days, you did it with a pencil. The latter days, you did it on a computer.
There you go.
Okay, it's that time again. We'll be right back to the gardener's pitch.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, light.
We're back.
You're slow.
We're back. Steve got his headphones on, so it's good. We're having good conversations in here on the quiet time when the ads are running.
If I'm talking to you, you're supposed to cover for me.
Yeah, well, I'm paying attention. I can see Matt better than you can. You have to look out of your...
Well, I used to. I can see Matt. Yeah. They changed things around a few years ago.
Your peripheral is not as good as it used to be.
No, it's not. I admit that.
Yeah, that's fine, though. So we're back here. I want to congratulate the Northwestern Trojans football team for winning their region. And I guess we should congratulate South Point because they won their region too,
yes,
right, Matt?
Sir. Yep, yes,
they,
sir.
They played on Thursday night, and Northwestern played last night, and Rock Hill had a bye for Halloween. So
I don't understand all these byes.
Well, it's a lot of weeks. So just everybody has
one. They get one week out of the season off. Yeah. Kind of
recover. You don't understand a lot.
I thought they already had byes. So this was playoffs.
No, playoffs start next week, right?
Yes, playoffs start next week.
Northwestern, I guess South Point have a bye too.
Maybe 4A does not.
Yeah, 4A does. Northwestern will have a bye, but they'll be home right there in District 3 Stadium until the championship game again. So, and it looks like we're rolling head to head with Irmo. May see them again in the state.
Yeah, may see a rematch of last year.
Irmo got beat last night, but Dutch Fork is always good. They beat them, but. So it could be a rematch down at South Carolina State University.
You know, the old days, I know he did a new thing. We did the old thing. We did high school football for 25 years.
John was on it, yep.
And Goose Creek, Spartanburg, KFDL.
Oh, man.
Pretty much powerhouses.
Boy, we used to take a beating from Spartanburg and Gaffney over there.
Like, went hard. Yeah.
Dorman.
I'm a Bearcat from way back in there, and we're trying to catch up to the other two high schools around, but I'm waiting on their glory day.
Well, that's that South Point being built, and that kind of took away from y'all, I think, more than it did us.
So. No,
it did.
Yeah. When you had Ways Road right behind Publickstown.
Yeah.
Was going Northwestern and across the street was going to South Point.
What?
It affected Northwestern, yeah, too.
Oh, I did some, but we're here.
I mean, Ronnie Wallace lives across from Westminster, and he was going to South Point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Rock Hill High now, I think, right there.
Who knows?
Little Creek and all that goes to Rock Hill High. But.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We're all Rock Hill people at the end of the day.
They changed it all around so much. Nobody knew who was going where.
Yeah. What year did you graduate, John?
I graduated in 78, actually.
Wow. Yeah. Man, you're looking good over there. Yeah. I think you're that old.
You know what?
He's a youngster.
No, I don't know about any of that, but I can tell you, as I've said many a time, it's not the years, it's the miles.
Yeah.
So I will tell you that's the case when it comes to miles.
Don't say that.
Mm-hmm. I graduated college in 77.
Well, damn, I don't know what's the bigger news, in 77 or that you graduated?
You graduated college.
That's
a good one there, but
I graduated when I was
Matt, spare. I beat Matt to it. Well, I know you're old.
I could have gone to the next year.
Well, you're 11. How old are you now?
70.
That's right. You're about 11 years older than me. So.
Better looking, too.
Yeah. You look good.
Hey, I'm going to stay out of this conversation.
You look good.
I'm going to let the handsome people in the room satisfy themselves.
You look good, far as you know.
I see that my fear is not he goes to his head.
Yeah. And Tommy's younger, the younger brother.
Yep. I'm two years older and better looking.
Yeah.
So I got him beat, too.
I don't know. We may have to have a contest for that. Maybe we'll put Tommy on a billboard.
I know more people.
See what happens to his picture.
Tommy, do you think your face would have got shot if you'd been on the billboard?
He set me up.
Hey, I can see it now, a new event, the landscaping men's beauty pageant. Come on.
Oh, man. That'd be hard to sell tickets to.
Live at Carolina Fresh Farm.
Yes, exactly right.
We'll have it in the parking lot.
Shot on the billboard, we got probably 300 calls.
Yeah.
The day it went up.
So I don't know.
Day you had $300.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, John. I don't know if you remember, but Steve, they had a billboard for Rolling Hills Nursery. It was right there on Selenies where the Walgreens is.
I know exactly where it was.
You know where it was?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but somebody shot Steve in the face on that thing. What's his name?
Amos Wright.
Call him out.
Was
Amos
this
Wright.
A friend or foe?
Both. Friend.
Both.
He thought it was hilarious.
Well, you know what they say. You keep your friends close and your enemies as close as you can afford to.
We were at Walmart when Donnie Golden opened up to eat lunch. And 2 hours of trouble came in. He said, who'd you make mad? I said, what are you talking about? And it took him a while, but finally said, your billboard got shot. The Maria didn't look at it. Sure enough, it got shot.
On his cheek.
That was on Wednesday.
Shot him on the cheek. Shot in the face.
And on Saturdays, out of the Long Branch, and Amos walked up. They said, did you see where I shot you in the cheek? Yeah.
At the Long Branch.
I'm pretty sure he probably.
At the Long Branch.
He's probably on the way home from the Long Branch when he did it.
Amos was a head bouncer.
I know. I actually know who Amos is.
He died a few years ago.
It was, anyway.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
He got to be a real nice guy towards the end. He's the little helium, I guess.
So that was back when things actually happened like that. Now, if somebody did something like that, it'd be like made up news just to try to drum up advertisement. But yeah, it was real advertisement for y'all, actually. So, and we're still talking about it
30
some years later.
You know, there's the news and the advertising you pay for, and then those are the things you talk about.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And
that's
you never, ever let go away.
Okay, that time, we'll be right back to the Garden Pitch.
Benny Etter here.
No matter what the weather.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
The weatherman's predicting a tough winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure you're ready for Old Man Winter. Call me, Benny Etter, and we'll keep you warm all winter long. Call 803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just for a move. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, it's time to wrap up this edition of the Gardener's Beach. Hard to believe we're there already.
Well, 30 minutes goes quick. What do you think, John?
Hey, I love it, man. Yeah. You're right. Time flies when you're having this much fun.
Yeah.
Well, 30 minutes, and then it turned into an hour. A couple years out.
Maybe we'll get an hour next year out of it. So they claim
we don't have enough advertisers.
Well, maybe we can talk John. Maybe I secretly invited him on here just so maybe he could help us next year with a sponsor. So.
I'll do it. You have me on every once in a while. It seems like we talk about anything and everything, and that's just right up my alley.
Well, that's one thing about the sponsors that we do have them on periodically, so that's good. So.
Three times a year.
Yeah, we have Lauren from Wild Birds on whenever I can't be here, and she loves coming and filling in. So, and we got probably three more shows after this, I think. So
three in November.
I think that'll be it for the year, and then we'll have to probably wait on our contracts. It'd be like the government shutdown.
You have a contract?
We're not going there, are we?
I forgot. I forgot Manning and Allen told me not to tell you that.
I've never seen a contract.
They said you were going to come up here anyway, so they were.
I've never seen a contract.
That's good, though. But that's a great radio station, and advertising does well. I mean, John, I'm sure he gets a lot of calls. I heard his ad last night a bunch on football, and Steve and Tommy used to do that on Friday Night Football, so.
All I get is a call from Alan and says, you willing to do it again this year? Well, let me think about it. Okay, I got you.
There you go.
It is a great station to work with. Yeah. I love the relationship. Man, I loved hanging out with you guys this morning.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate you having
me. Like I said, it's a great day outside. Get outside and start getting some of them leaves up.
I
don't know. Well, we tried to work it out. So,
South Carolina's radio station. News Talk 103.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill, the voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
Clemson Tiger football on WRHI FM 100.1 and